بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما السلام على آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم الأجمعين إلى يوم الدين صلوات رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها صدق الله العظيم صلوات Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we're looking at Asma'ul Husna. And the ayah from Quran that hopefully you now know, surah number 7, ayah 180. 7 days a week, you want to do a U-turn towards Allah, 180 degree turn, you know it's 718. Oh. I'm going to recap over what we've done and then go over the names that we will look at today, which are on your chart. So the first one we looked at was Allah. And Allah, now you know that if you put all 99 in a melting pot, out comes Allah. Rabb is synonymous with Allah. And if you want to personalize it, any dua, you start with Rabbi. All the prophets used Rabb. Okay, I won't go into that. We've talked about it a lot. Then we looked at the two, if you can say the Isme A'lam, from where all the names come out. Hayy and Qayyum. Always online, always action. And I think on your maps, you've got eternity sign on them. Then we looked at the three R's, six R's actually, but you know the three R's. You need to help me here, okay? Rahman, Rahim, and Ra'uf, and you know it's number one, number two, and 83. See, you're getting quite good at this. Then we looked at four, which dealt with forgiveness. And we looked at Ghafar, Ghafur, Tawwab, and Afu. Oh my goodness, this is phenomenal. Do you know the numbers? Oh, come on, you know a little bit of them. 14, 34, I told you the door of Ghafar always open. Absolutely right, you've got it with me. 80 and 82. And then yesterday, we looked at one, just one. And that was Mujib. That was number 44. Now that was 44, and I told you, on your little piece, jigsaw piece, write another name, which is not part of the 99 names, but it's also a name of Allah, which is Qareeb. And you would write Qareeb on there. Today we're going to look at 12. Don't look at me like that. 12. All the blue ones in that jigsaw we're going to look at. And they all deal with knowledge. Now if you imagine that you're going to have two in the middle and they're going to be surrounded by 10. And 12 is not difficult because we have 12 a'imma, don't we? Yes? So you easily remember them. So the first one or the main two that we're going to look at are Alim and Hakim. Okay, really important that we understand what we're doing. Alim and Hakim. And numbers are 19 and 46. I didn't have time to make up a mnemonic for you, but inshallah, they will be on the website and you can take them down. So first we're going to look at Al-Alim. And once you think of Al-Alim, he knows everything about everything. That's as simple as I can put it. He knows absolutely everything about everything. So these are the two main ones we're going to look at. He knows every thought, every intention, every action. He knows the real you. Very important today, because have you looked at people's profiles on social media? They put this filter on. And even if they've got wrinkles like me, and they've got spots. You don't see them. They're all wiped out. And they have this beautiful persona. In fact, COVID revealed it a lot. During COVID, we had Zoom majalis. Yeah. We had Zoom everything, or Teams, or whatever you had. Up, halfway, people were dressed beautifully. Their pajamas downstairs. Did you see them? Coming to a majlis. It was Wiladat. It was Wafat. It was Muharram. There's this beautiful stuff at the bottom, but don't ask what was down there. And sometimes, because they weren't used to the camera, it would slip. And you thought, oh my goodness. That was the real them coming out. So Alim is one who knows the real you and me. No fake, nothing. He knows exactly who I am. He has knowledge about everything. Now, all of you know this, because maybe if you do Istikhara, you know this. Surah number 6, ayah 59. You know this one? وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِهُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا. Okay, إِلَّهُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows everything. He even knows when a leaf falls. This is what Quran, it says. I mean, it's beautiful. He says, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. He knows it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَكْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He knows the wet and he knows the dry. He knows absolutely everything. You can't hide from him. Now we tend to think that if there was a camera and I'm sitting here right in front of one, then I have to behave in a certain way. But you're being watched. Let me tell you a story, and I've said this a lot of times, but I need to repeat it so we understand what Alim is. I grew up in a house that was quite big. And my bedroom, we had a terrace. It was a massive house. So on the terrace, if you stood on the terrace, you could actually see through to my bedroom. Okay. Now, I used to love Enid Blyton. Do you know Enid Blyton? Oh, good. Okay. So we didn't have our lunch or dinners unless we had prayed. This was how we were. I was about 5 years old, I remember, very young. You're not supposed to tell people what you did that was wrong when you're older, okay? Just 5 years old, loved Enid Blyton. And my grandma, beautiful, just before Salah, half an hour before Salah, you could hear her. I don't know whether you know these wooden clogs. Do you know wooden clogs? Jackery, they used to call them. So with these little, and she used to go with the wooden clogs into the bathroom, and you could hear that, and you knew, time for Salah, and you gotta go. So I went upstairs, hadn't finished Enid Blyton. So I thought, you know what? Okay. I took the musalla out, which hanged behind the door. I still remember it was a straw musalla with the thing stitched inside it. Do you remember those? Yeah, okay. So I had that. I messed up my chadar a little bit. Put it there, and I sat down to finish my Enid Blyton. Quite happy. Went down for lunch. My baba said, prayed. I said, couldn't lie because didn't know how to do that, right? And I thought, as soon as I finish eating, I'm going to go up and pray. This is 5, by the way. Next day, my baba bought me 2 brooches. I still have them. 2 brooches. They were 2 angels. And he pinned one on my left shoulder and one on my right shoulder. And he said, Beta, this is for you. I'm happy. I mean, who'd buy you 2 gold, you know, angels on your... That's it. Many, 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 many years later, my father died when I was 10. When I had children of my own, my mama said, I see you still wear these. And I said, yeah, I like them. And she said, do you know why he got them for you? I said, no, I thought he loved me really a lot. She said, that day that you didn't pray, he saw you from the terrace. But he didn't want to tell you that. He bought you these brooches so you remember there is an angel on your left shoulder and an angel on your right shoulder. And they're watching you. You can hide from everybody else, but not from those angels, not from Allah. Allah is Al-Alim. My father did not shout at me. He did not scream at me. He just told me these are the 2 angels that are always on your shoulders. That is Al-Alim. If you think of Al-Alim, remember of these, right? He knows what you hide. He knows what you keep. He knows everything. I'm not going to go through most of these. Now, we're very cognizant today of people tracking us. I told you I watch NCIS. And it tells me that they can track your phone. They can say exactly who you've called. You know, they told you Alexa was watching you. You got Alexa? Yeah, so do we. But, you know, we're still keeping it there. And then suddenly came a thing a few years, was it last year? Muslim Pro, please, if you have it, take it off. Because Muslim Pro is an app. It's a Muslim app. It has your Salah times, it has your Qibla, it has everything on it. But it was selling your information to governments. So we found that out, right? Anyway, really, yes. So we're very cognizant of people watching us. But he is always watching. Al-Alim, he knows absolutely everything. Now I said Al-Alim, and what else did I say? Hakim. Those two are the main ones. Al-Alimul Hakim. Now, it's okay to know, but there needs a wisdom to when to use that knowledge. Sometimes we know a lot of things. If you tap something into a search engine like Google, you get a lot of knowledge. But the wisdom is to know how to use it, how to calculate it, how to measure it, how to design it, so that he or she that you're using it for, which is yourself to start with, takes you to perfection. Ilm and Hakim are, Aliman or Ilm and Hikmah, or Alim and Hakim are synonymous with each other. They go hand in hand. When you and I say, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, don't we say that? Surah Taha, I think it's ayah 114. We're not saying, Rab, increase my knowledge, as in let me know a lot more. La, la, la. It doesn't say, increase my knowledge. It says, Rabbi Zidni, increase me in knowledge. Which means, what little I know, Ya Allah, make me have the ability to be able to practice on it. You know, we listen to so many majalis, don't we? Yes? No? I told you, I'm 64. For 65 years, since I was in my mother's stomach, I've been listening to majalis. And I look at my community, and I'm talking about the Koja community. I'm still waiting for a marja from the Koja community. Are you not? Somebody was called Stan Mori. Aren't you? Aren't you waiting? Because all of them have a year after the name, which makes them from that. So what happened? What happened to all these brilliant alimas and alims who came and sat on the mimbar and they taught us? We didn't write anything down. We didn't practice. I'm talking about me. We didn't practice it. So here, Alimul Hakim means whatever little you take, practice it. Put it into practice. I'm hoping that these 99 names you embody and then go straight to Jannah. Right? You know that? And you can take 10 people with you. Can you imagine how much it will... Okay, all right. I'm not going there. So let's give you some example about Alimul Hakim. Yusuf, we're talking about him, right? Prophet Yusuf, brilliant. Prophet Yaqub. Now, we're told by ulama that he was put in the well by his brothers when he was maybe 8, 9, 10. Let's say 10. He was away from his family for between 40 and 50 years. What sustained him? What sustained him in the well? What sustained him when he was taken as a slave? What sustained him when he was seduced by so many women? What sustained him when he was put into prison? With no excuse whatsoever, he was put falsely into prison. His father told him two names of Allah. Look at Surah Yusuf, okay? So look at Surah Yusuf, ayah 56. After he says, sorry, it's not 56, it's ayah 5 and 6, okay? So after Prophet Yaqub tells him that don't tell your brothers about your dream. Do you remember the dream? You know it, right? Don't tell your brothers about the dream. Then in the next ayah, in ayah 6, he tells him that, you know, Allah has chosen you. And Allah will teach you ta'wil al-hadith. He will teach you the interpretation of dreams. But then he tells him, inna rabbaka alimun hakim. These go as a pair. Alimun Hakim. What sustained him was that my Rabb is watching. He knows exactly what's happening to me. And he is wise. He's picked this for me because he knows it is for my own good, for my personal best. When you go through life, when things are really, really difficult, and you don't understand why something is happening to you, Ya Alimul Hakim. I repeat again. Ya Alimul Hakim. Again and again, I don't understand, Ya Allah, but I know, biyadihil khair, I know in your hands is goodness. It's going to be okay. At the end, it will all be all right. Now, that was our circle. Now, you've got 10 things around it. All right, you good with that? So, the 10 names you've got, the first two are Sami'ul Basir. I'm going to go very quickly over these, okay? Sami'ul Basir. What do we say in Salah? Sami'allahu liman hamida. It means that Allah is able to hear even silence, even that deafening silence. When a heart breaks, there's no sound. Is there a sound? No. When you hurt, there is no sound. There is just these tears that are flowing. But Asami can hear. He can hear that you can feel that noise that is breaking. That is Asami. Asami hears trillions of voices together. And he can separate each one. It's not like, Ya Allah, you heard her, but not me, la la la. He hears you as well. He hears me as well. So all I can tell you is that when you think of Asami, you're thinking of someone who can hear everything. You know Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail, when they built the Kaaba, the most important structure in the world, is it not? Right in the center of the world. What did they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas sami'ul alim. Did they not say that? Why Sami before Alim? Why? You see, when you want to get close to someone, I can see someone over there, but I don't know what they're saying unless I have some device, which I don't. Okay? If you want to get close to someone, I spoke about it a little yesterday, they have to come and tell you, no? You have to be near them to be able to hear. Nearness comes with speaking, with talking, with Sami. That is why Sami Allahu liman hamida. He hears who praises him even from inside. Okay, so he hears all that. No sound escapes him. And then Basir, my goodness, he's amazing. So, first of all, Basir, لا تأخذه سنة ولا no. His eyes never close. Never. They're always open. He's always aware. But he's got X-ray vision. He knows exactly what you mean when you say Salaamu Alaikum. You say Salaamu Alaikum and you're smiling, but inside there's a knife. He knows. You can't hide it. So you might as well just throw it out, right? He knows exactly what's going on inside. There's Musa and Harun. Really scared. Really, really scared. Going to Fir'aun. Can you imagine? Go to Fir'aun. So they say, Ya Allah, a bit shaky. So what does he say? Surah number 20, ayah 46. Write it down if you want. He says, Qala la takhafa. Do not be scared. Innani ma'akuma, I am with you. I'm not going anywhere. Asma'u wa ara. I see and I hear. Sami Allahu liman hamida, the other way around. I hear and I see. He's there. He's all the way there. I don't know whether you have this, but in my house, I have a doorbell. It's a ring doorbell. Do you have it? It's on my phone as well. Oh, you do. And then you have all these cameras in your house. These days they have drones. Have you seen those drones? Yeah. They actually fly to these rooms. Oh, you do. Okay. So all these rooms you can see. Now, when I'm alone at home and I put the alarm on, I feel safe because I know I can see all around me. I don't know why I feel safe, but I do feel safe if the camera is on, right? If I'm abroad, I can actually check in onto the house and see what the husband is up to, right? I can see what the children are up to. I can actually access that camera. But it was most useful when my mama was ill. My mama was ill. We couldn't go to the States all the time. And she lived with a carer. We had these two-way cameras that we could talk to her. In every single room of hers, there was a camera. And to be able to see was empowering, but it was also humbling because we couldn't be with her, right? So when you think of Basir, sometimes to see and not be being able to be there was even more difficult, okay? The Samir Basir, he can see everything. Now you imagine this Rabb who loves you more than a mama loves her child, 70 times more, and he sees me and you helpless. Sees me and you calling out for help. Do you think he will not respond? My mom, I remember one day, was sitting on a chair. And the chair had buttons on it. And if you press that button, it puts your feet up. But she kept on pressing the button and it wouldn't put the feet down. She looked at the camera and she's saying, please help me put this down. So I'm a simple human being. I'm a human being who was looking over from so many thousands of miles, and I had to call everybody around to go and help her push the button. This Rabb is Rahman and Rahim and Rauf. When he sees you and me hurt, he is there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Okay, good. Sami al-Basir. Then you have Latiful Khabir. Oh my goodness, they're beautiful. 30 and 31. See, Lut, Latif, is one who knows all the fine details. But he's soft. He's gentle. Right? He knows them, but he's not going to hold you. He's like my dad. I when I think of him, I think of that. Latifa is a beautiful name. Latufa actually means microscopic. Now, the way I would portray Latif to you is that sometimes things come wrapped up in troubles. Things that come to you is wrapped up in such a difficulty, but when you open that difficulty, there's so much goodness. Did not say, as Zainab said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. Sayyida, what did you see that was so beautiful in Karbala? What? She said, I had a vision. She said, I did my best. And I handed it over to him. Look what happened. What is this a result of? It is a result of Zainab. That is Lut. Lut is that silver lining in the gray cloud. He is there. He is Alimul Hakim. Okay. Next one I said was Khabir. I'm going to skip over them. There's a lot more to say. So Khabir is somebody who is aware. And again, aware. But aware in a way that we don't understand. And maybe the way I can give you an example. I draw a boat every time I think of Khabir. A boat to the hole. You all know why. Musa and Kizr. Now you imagine Musa and Kizr going on this boat. This guy says, oh, ya Nabi Allah. Oh, the green man. Kizr is known as. You know that, right? So the green man and Musa go on a boat. And the guy's saying, welcome, welcome. You are the Prophet of Allah. I really think, oh, please come and sit here. What does the green man do? Put a hole in the boat. He puts a hole in the boat. Can you imagine this man? This is Surah 18, Ayah 81. Other way around. Flip it around. 18, 81. Okay. So he puts a hole in the boat. Can you imagine? He's saying, oh, what are you doing? You're putting a hole in my boat. And even Musa told him, what's wrong with you? He's welcomed us here and you're putting a hole in the boat. And Kizr says, you will not, I told you will not be able to withstand this. You'll not be able to have the sabr. So Allah is Khabir. He is aware that you are hurting. He is aware that there's a hole in the boat. But remember, when he explains to him, he tells him, the king was taking away everybody's boats, just confiscating them. But he wouldn't take a boat that had a hole in it. So sometimes we don't understand. We don't understand, but he is aware. He knows. To know he is aware, absolutely phenomenal. Luqman to his son. When he's teaching his son about Allah, he tells his son, don't do shirk. Then he tells his son, and this is Surah number 31, Ayah 16. He tells his son, even if there was a speck like a mustard seed, a speck of dust, buried in space, buried underground, buried under a sahara, a really big rock, Allah will bring it out. But then he says, Inna Allah Latifun Khabir. He's telling his son, my son, whatever you do, know that you are being watched. Know that he knows. And that leads me to Raqib. Raqib is 43. Now Raqib is somebody who's protected. You know, like a watchman. But no, this Raqib is phenomenal. This Raqib is like a mama. Have you watched a mom watch her child? If you haven't, maybe you should know. It's a mom who watches her child without judgment, but slowly and gently tries to change that child. So say my child didn't brush her teeth. I said 100 times, go and brush your teeth. She's not going to brush her teeth. That would be really difficult. So I buy her a toothpaste, a toothbrush that makes a noise. You know, that plays a bit of music. I buy a something, a timer that she puts on the wall and she can register it. She can put it on her phone and see on Wi-Fi how much time she spent. I got a difficult one. Now my child doesn't pray. Doesn't want to pray. Just refuses to pray. What do I do? As a mom, I can't shout. If I shout and scream, you know what's going to happen? She's going to start lying to me. She's going to say, have you prayed? Yes, I prayed. And if you say you haven't, she'll say, you mean you don't trust me? Isn't that what somebody says? Raqib is he whom you call upon, who is alert, who will find you a way through him. Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 1. Okay, what do I do about my child? I wait. And then your child will come one day and say, Mama, I'm in trouble. Exams. Mama, I've got this. Mama, I've got that. Mama, this is hurting. I'll tell you the most common one. Mama, I have a spot on my face. Yeah? Come and read two rakats. Allah, with me, spot will go away. It does. Just come and read two rakats. Salah, you got an exam? Come read two rakats with me. See the difference it makes in your life. But how do you come across that? When you find a problem like that, don't shout and scream at them. It's not going to make any difference. It will turn them into liars. Right? Basically, ask help from Yahu, Ya Raqib. Ya Alimul Hakim, and then add Ya Raqib, add Ya Mujib, all the ones that you've learned. Asma'ul Husna are there to personalize to what you're going through. You know, the sentence that we have to read every day is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the ism, in the name of Allah, the Rahman, the Rahim. You replace that ism with what you're doing. If I am saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, I want to talk to my child, I will use, which one will I use? Raqib. If I'm giving them medicine, I will use Ya Shafi. If I want a dua to be heard for them, I will replace that ism with Mujib, right? That's how you work your way through. Right, number 50, Shaheed. Allah is a witness. You all know I had a shahada. You know, when I was little, and it's still the habit, my Baba used to tell me, when you finish your salah, don't move your legs. Ayatul Kursi, Ayatul Mulk, and Ayatul Shahada. And that's the time when the legs start saying, move. And I say, no, Baba, I said, no move. Even if they're going to sleep. Ayatul Kursi, Ayatul Mulk, and Ayatul Shahada. Did you do that as well? Alhamdulillah. Okay, Shahidallahu annahu, la ilaha illahu. Allah bears witness that He is God. What more do I want? He Himself says, I bear witness. Now, we are here because we commemorate those who are shuhada, those who become shaheed. La tahsabanna, do not even think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. Wal ahyaun inda rabbikum, they are alive. So when we sit here, they actually perceived the truth. They could see the truth and they stood by the truth. Okay, when we do shahada, same word, shaheed. So now, you want to bear witness to something, or you've done something and somebody's falsely accusing you. So you want a witness to be able to say that I did not do this. You use Ya Shaheed. Remember the story of Yusuf and Zuleika. You know, the shirt being torn from front or back. Who does the witness? It was a baby, it was a child, right? So same sort of thing. Right, next one is Muhsi. I love this one. Muhsi is number 57. Come on, you got it there. It's blue. It's 57, Muhsi. Nobody likes to use difficult ones, but this is a good one. Can you remember Muhsi for me? How are you going to remember it? Just Muhsi, okay? Muhsi, okay? So Muhsi is a computer. He's actually a computer. He computes. And I need you to remember this ayah of Quran, 1434. Can you remember it? 1434. He says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. We give you whatever you ask for. Did you ever tell yourself that Allah is not giving me anything? Go to 1434. That's an Excel sheet, Muhsi, right? He gives you whatever you... Now what does he say? وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to compute the ni'mas of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. Muhsi is a computer. Anytime you want a gratitude journal, Muhsi. Anytime you think, oh, I don't have anything, Muhsi. Compute what you have. You all know the story about the man who didn't have any shoes. Stands out of the haram of Imam Ali. Ya Ali, you respond to everything. Recited Nadi Ali, oh, that's me. Right? You respond. I want shoes. Guess who comes out of the haram? Somebody without any feet. Ya Ali, I don't want any shoes. Right? Somebody who doesn't have any, his feet are amputated. La tuhsuha, just count the ni'mas. He's the computer, okay? Wajib. Okay, that's number 10. I'm coming to the end. Wajib is number 64. God, that's how old I am. Okay, wajib. Wajib comes from wajida, to find. Right? He's the finder. He will find you and he will repair you. So I call it find and fix. Okay? So if you look at Surat al-Duha, do you know Surat al-Duha? When the Prophet was sad, he would recite Surat al-Duha. When you are sad, recite Surat al-Duha, Surah number 93. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Yajidka. Same thing. Yajidu wajada. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. He found you an orphan and he gave you shelter. Awa is to give someone refuge in a moment of difficulty. Iwa is to bring someone home as such in a quiet place away from danger. Then he says in the same ayah, wajada qadhalan fahada, telling the Prophet. It's not telling the Prophet we found you lost. In other words, we found people not knowing who you are. Fahada, and we guided them towards you. To you and me, he's saying you were lost. I gave you Hussein. What else do you want? Wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. You were in need and I enriched you. So when you think of wajid, the one who finds you in difficulty and eases that difficulty away from you. Okay. Then finally, 75 and 76, Zahir and Batin. Okay? Now, Zahir is one whose presence is manifest everywhere. You just have to look for it. He is there. See him everywhere. Didn't Imam Ali say, I see Allah before me, behind me, above me, below me, around me. Because when somebody says, you actually worship a God you don't see, he said, pardon? No. I see divinity in everything. So Zahir is to be able to see him in everything. One day, just sit down and watch. Have you ever seen this farsh? Allah is Zahir here. This place is empty in school holidays, is it not? Who filled it today? What drew you here? What brought you here? It's a Zahir. The manifestation of truth, I told you. Imam Hussein is a manifestation of all the 99 names. And then, obviously, Batin. Batin is the one who you cannot see. But he perceives your innermost, even your subconscious. He knows exactly what's inside there. He knows your subconscious. He's so intimate that there are things that you don't know that he knows. That's Batin. I'm just going to go to one thing because I love talking about friends, right? So if you look at Surah number 3, Ayah 118, he says, لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم. Do not take bitana friends from other than those who are believers. I will say other than those who are Ahlul Bayt. Now bitana, button is tummy, right? Bitana friend is a belly friend. If you Google it, it says two friends who are pregnant. La. Quran is different. A bitana friend is someone who can keep your secret in their stomach. And who is able to process that secret and take it out nicely with you, be able to put you right? That's a bitana friend. So it's good to have bitana friends. Find one, keep them, make sure they're Husseinis. Okay? Alright, so just a little bit of a recap. What did we say the middle one was? Alimun Hakim. What was the other one? Sami'ul Basir. And the other one? Latiful Khabir. And the singles? Raqib, Shaheed, okay, Muhsi, and Wajib. And the last one we did? Zahir and Batin. Are you good? Okay. So basically, those are the 12 we've covered. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'll do what I started on the first day. We will cover all the Asma'ul Husna that you recite in Salah. So when you recite in Salah, all the Asma'ul Husna there are with all the other actions. And inshallah, we will be able to get somewhere.